This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thanks, Federal Reserve. Yes, another interest rate hike. We knew it was happening. It just becomes official. How does that affect you and me? We'll talk about that. Do you care about Facebook, aka Meta, and how they really went all in on Reality Labs? You know, they've lost $21 billion since the beginning of last year. $21 billion. Oh, speaking of money, $910 million. That's what you could win if you happen to win the Mega Millions, the next drawing, because nobody won the last time around. That happens on Friday. That'd be a nice weekend, wouldn't it? Of course, you couldn't tell anyone because that means everybody comes out of the woodwork. You're freaked out. You've got this ticket in your pocket. You're looking at it to make sure it's really real. Somebody's going to experience that eventually, and it might not even be Friday. Who knows? There's so much happening. We're going to dive into it right here at the top. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. What's shaking in your world? Hopefully all is good. I want to give a shout-out to my fans in Arizona. I hear you. I get so much email from so many of you, and, of course, we're doing a mailbag segment telling me just how hot it is. Seven more people have died in Phoenix. I mean, it's crazy, the heat. Where now people, I said this in the last show, and it's true, I checked with a couple of people in Maricopa County, that sometimes somebody falls, and they fall on the asphalt, which is so hot. It's like you fell in a frying pan, and you get burn wounds. So you're in the emergency room, and where are these burn wounds coming from? Because you fell over onto the asphalt. Yikes. That is frightening to me. The things, the dominoes that happen because of the heat, like in Florida, it's like getting into a hot tub because the water is 100 degrees because of the extreme heat. But we get it. We know it. We're all living it, or at least a big chunk of us are living it anyway, which was what was so interesting to see before I dive into the interest rates and a couple of other things. It was so interesting to see people with scarves on, hats on, wind blowing, thick coats, and watching that for a couple of hours on the tube. Do you know what I was watching? I was watching the U.S. in the World Cup get to a draw against the Netherlands. So 1-1. That was the draw for the United States. It wasn't looking good in the first half of that game. These girls from the Netherlands, whoo, big, brutal, and ready to play. And the United States didn't look good in the first half of that one. But they came back, and a great scorer named Lindsay Horan scored. Boom. It was a kick off her head in the net. That's all that matters. So the U.S. hopes, the women, of winning three in a row and making history for any World Cup is still intact as of now. But starting with the interest rates, and what does that mean? And because we look at interest rates and talk about the interest rates, and I'm going to give you my recap 2 cents of all of this. So the benchmark borrowing rate is a range of 5.25% to 5.5%, basically, right? 5.25% to 5.5%. So the federal chair, who's Jerome Powell, is stressing that the central bank is seeing proof that inflation is what he calls durably down, and saying that they're just going to take it on a meeting by meeting approach as far as the rates are concerned. That's what's going to happen. Now, what is interesting is we're seeing the stock market, it's the highest it's been most of the days since the late 80s. So it's positive. That's positive. On that news, it dipped a little bit. And remember we were talking about recession, and it looks like we're staving off recession, so that's a good thing. But the rates, you know, and what about rate cuts? When is that going to happen? Of course, that's not even really being discussed until, okay, we'll talk about rate cuts next year. And what does it affect? It affects borrowing rates. You have credit cards. If you're in the housing game, trying to find a house, etc., of course, that affects you there. And I think that's why in some places houses are staying, of course, it's obvious, on the market longer because it's tougher to unload them when people are looking for mortgages and they're going to have to qualify for more and they'd have to pay more on that house. So it's meeting by meeting. And for you and how it affects you, it depends on your credit card situation. If you have to take out loans, harder to get loans. And then, like I said, of all sorts, whether it's a car loan or whether it's a house loan. So that is absolutely having an impact and has had an impact on the housing market. So they say they're just going meeting by meeting, right? So Wednesday, 25 basis points. That's how much it went up again. So that's where you get that number of whatever it is, 5.25 to 5.5, where it fluctuates. And like I said, luckily, we're not seeing that reverberate too much on the stock market. And the labor market is pretty tight, right? There's still a lot of demand for labor. I mean, I'm telling you, everywhere I go, the hubs wanted me to pick up Chick-fil-A for him today. So when I was tooling around, I went through, I hadn't been through a Chick-fil-A in a while, and you know there's always so many cars because everybody is at Chick-fil-A. And I noticed there were big giant signs, and the kids that work there are so nice. They're outside taking orders, and there's big signs saying that they were looking for people and 35 hours a week, and they had jumped the what they were willing to pay because they were having a tough time finding people up to like $20. So that's an example, right? We especially saw the fast food industry and the restaurant industry be hit really hard with what happened with the pandemic and then bouncing out of it after that. All right, so that's the scoop on the rates, and just depends on your personal situation how that affects you. Another crazy thing that happened during the day, and it's really scary to see, it was almost like a scene from a movie, no kidding, is this crane that was all the way on top of a Manhattan skyscraper collapsed onto the street. I mean, it looked like you'd set up this giant Lego town, and poof, the crane went over. So it collapsed onto the street. 6 people were hurt. I can't believe more people weren't hurt or even killed because it happened during rush hour. So there were people that were walking, and they're in their car, and they look up, and that's what they see, the pieces coming toward them. And you had 2 firefighters that were part of the 6 people who were injured because it was building equipment that failed and fell onto 41st Street, rather, and 10th Avenue, just near a place called Hudson Yards, which is super popular. And this crane was attached to a luxury 47-story apartment building under construction. 16 tons of concrete it was carrying smashed onto the street below. How did that not turn into something? I mean, there were people covered in blood. There were ambulances. There were screams. But I can't believe it wasn't worse than that. Coming up next, UFOs, Mitch McConnell, and more next.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What a beautiful voice Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer, had and delivered, and certainly you could hear it clearly in that song. That was wonderful. Dead at the age, sadly, of 56. So many people remember her for the cover tune, because that was a Prince song, Nothing Compares to You, but that's a great example of her range of what you just heard. As she said, at one point in her life, she was proud to be a troublemaker. She made music that channeled her personal life, and she certainly made a lot of noise and headlines and whatever you will or you want to call it for ripping up a photo of the Pope on live television. She was talking about the abuse, protesting the abuse of boys and men, etc., through the Catholic Church. So her family announced her death on Wednesday, released it to the Irish media, and then it spread. And boy, she had a tumultuous life. There's no question about it. She was beaten by her mother as a young girl. She was diagnosed with complex post-traumatic stress disorder and borderline personality disorder and bipolar disorder, and had acknowledged recently that she had a lot of suicidal thoughts, and especially after her teenage son Shane died by suicide in 2022. And like I said, she was a troubled soul, but she had an incredible, I think, musical gift, an incredible voice, and an incredible understanding for music. And a lot of people, a lot of musicians especially, are reacting to her death. And she was nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. She won for Best Alternative Music Performance, and she didn't even go. She boycotted the ceremony because she said the awards were based on false and destructive materialistic values. And then she made headlines for pulling out of a planned appearance on Saturday Night Live. She was protesting the guest, Andrew Dice Clay, because he was a comedian, of course, but he was accused of sexism. There was a lot of things that were dropping around that time. And there were some other things that happened with her. But if you look at her music and really you dig into her music, wow, 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 what a voice. So Sinead O'Connor, RIP at 56. Strange thing happened on the Hill today. Mitch McConnell, who certainly back in the day was known for being pretty loquacious and wanting to speak before cameras and is always willing to talk no matter what's happening, he froze mid-sentence at a news conference. So, and I've watched it a couple times. He was talking and started slowly, and he said at one point what it was is he started talking about the GOP leadership, the weekly news conference. That's what he was doing, and he was saying that lawmakers were on the path to finish a major defense budget bill this week. And he said we've had good bipartisan cooperation and a string of, and then he completely froze. Just completely froze and was silent for about 20 seconds. And I was thinking, as I was watching this a couple times, watching it, I was like, wow, when is someone going to jump in? And finally that did happen, because he had John Barrasso from Wyoming next to him, and Joni Ernst was on another side of him, and they asked if he was okay, but he didn't respond verbally at all. And finally, Barrasso, because this is the other thing I was thinking, just turn him around. He's got to get out of that situation. Something's not right. So they finally said, let's take a break, and they moved him. So then after several minutes, after the news conference was over, he was asked, because he came back, and he was asked by reporters to talk about what had taken place, and he just said, I'm fine. And afterwards, they just said, well, he was lightheaded. He had to step away for a moment. And even later that night, McConnell has said now that the president checked in on him following what happened. And so he, who knows, you know, he's had some health issues lately. He hit his head a couple of months ago, and you know, it was 4 months ago or so, he fell and he had a concussion. And remember, he had a broken rib too, and that was at a private dinner in the Washington Hotel. So in the past couple of months, he struggled a bit. He's 81. He has been more cautious walking and that kind of stuff. And gosh, but a scary moment in seeing that, because of just how he froze for a second. And I thought, wow, I mean, I hope he's not having a stroke. It almost looked like that, because of how his eyes were so still, he was so still, and they keep releasing the same thing, that he's okay. But I would bet that some of that stems from the problems that he had when he fell at that dinner. Probably that's what happens. You know, they always, as you get older, that's the whole thing about falling and what happens, and so we'll see how that plays out. The other thing that happened on the Hill, there was a couple things, but this was pretty interesting, is UFOs. And what was interesting about this is a whistleblower told Congress the U.S. is concealing non-human bodies. Yeah. For real. That's exactly what happened. So they're exploring the possibility of the existence of all kinds of things, whatever these UFOs are, these gravity-defying, disc-shaped aircrafts that appear not to be human-made. And then the government secrecy that surrounds them, that was part of this congressional hearing. So this U.S. House committee was trying to peel back, I guess, the curtain, if you want to use that expression, the rays on the possible existence of unidentified flying objects, or what they call them, UAPs, actually. And one witness said that the government could have the remains of non-human bodies from a crash. And it's kind of like they just glossed over that. Like, if I'm at a hearing, and this isn't a movie that's being filmed, and someone says that, I'm going to ask some more questions, I think. Like, what are you talking about? What's the evidence on that? Give us more specifics about it. And the sightings have rarely been explained by people that are providing these first-hand witness accounts. Usually it's not. There isn't transparency. So, and we keep hearing, oh, we're going to have explanations and footage of, and, you know, all this overclassified documents are going to be unclassified and all that. So there was a poll that was recently taken. I was curious about this Ipsos poll that found 1 in 10 people say they have seen a UFO. 2 in 5 believe in UFOs. So my question to you, in all seriousness, is, and you can email me this, at Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Do you think there are UFOs? Right? Sometimes they're explained. I spent some time in Marfa, Texas, and they have those they call them the Marfa lights, and nobody knows what their lights are. All of a sudden you see these lights like do-do-do-do. Like, what are these lights from? And you're in the desert, you look out and you see these lights. It's not from the Air Force Base, it's close by, it's not from anything. But nobody can seem to tell us what they are, and I saw them, so I thought that was a little strange. But I can't say that I've ever seen a UFO. I have not seen one. So it'll be interesting to see if anything's released. And of course, Representative Robert Garcia from California, who's the ranking member of the National Security, the Border and Foreign Affairs Subcommittee, did these opening remarks, and he said he understood the hesitancy from the Department of Defense to share information that could put the country's national security at risk. But at the same time, many people think that we're withholding information from them that is dangerous. Instead, I believe in openness and transparency. So let's see if they open up these classified documents. I mean, I have this thing in my head about Independence Day, and are we going to see giant creatures in jars? I have no idea. Coming up, your thoughts as we hit the mailroom, a lot to say about Hunter Biden. That's next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. While world leaders discuss the prospects for peace in Gaza, there is new confirmation about Hamas using a Gaza hospital to house terror cells. An interview with the manager of the recently seized Kamal Adwan Hospital, Inid Hospital Manager Ahmad Hassan Ikalut, details how Hamas kept terrorist leaders as well as rank-and-file fighting men safe inside the hospital during the height of the battle with Israeli forces in northern Gaza. Senator John Fetterman believes that the perspectives of young voters on Israel-Hamas war are being influenced by TikTok. President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the war is a low 20%. The Pennsylvania Democrat conveyed to CNN that TikTok users may have distorted views of reality that does not accurately reflect the actual situation. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Yeah, no digging here. Got tons of it, so we're just going to dive right in. Thanks for all of your thoughts. You can send me in 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Remember, an unofficial poll, we're taking it. UFOs, do you believe in them? Be honest. If you think there really are UFOs, tell me if you think they're UFOs. I think on the big screen there's UFOs. I don't want to think about an Independence Day. Let's just put it that way. I guess I'd rather be naive. Magical thinking, whatever they call it. So Joe in New Orleans says, "Hey, Katie Kate, my dismay at all this stuff that's happening with Hunter Biden is, first of all, in one sense, why is any money being spent on this? Pursue, pursue, pursue. I get it, because somebody could say, well, if he's guilty, then why should he, because he's the president's son, why should he get off scot-free? But it seems to me I would love to know the bill for all these investigations, because I think it's been a very long time. And apparently, while it looked like there was a plea deal in place, now there isn't. So that means this will drag on further as to what happened with him and some of his, I think it's about his dealings more than this whole tax situation. All right, so let me go into this, Joe. a federal judge on Wednesday, because it was supposed to sort of be a rubber stamp thing, or I guess they thought it was going to be that. A federal judge on Wednesday was 3 hours in the courtroom, delayed accepting the guilty plea from Hunter Biden, saying the terms of the deal might not be constitutional, but could be salvaged in the next couple of weeks if prosecutors and defense lawyers can show the judge that it's on solid legal footing. She asked questions, this U.S. district judge, that kind of showed the extent of this longstanding dispute between the federal prosecutors and Biden's lawyers over whether the agreement in which he would plead guilty to two tax misdemeanors and probably avoid jail time would protect him, this was the key thing, from the possibility of additional criminal charges. She questioned the structure of the deal itself, saying that the way it was crafted, it was a two-step plea deal in which some of the features can't be reviewable or enforceable by the court. In other words, it's complicated. The deal is he didn't pay taxes because he was so drug addicted. He didn't pay taxes because that's the truth. For 2 years, he's saying that. What is the penalty for that? But it's just all this other speculation and investigation that's happening, and beyond even the tax charges, right? Because that would be a fairly standard kind of agreement. But there was this other agreement, this what's called a diversion agreement, where he would admit to wrongdoing in a gun case because he was riddled with drug addiction and you're not allowed to get a gun. He got a gun. He bought a gun. And that was part of this. You're not supposed to be using drugs. So unlawful possession of a firearm would be what it is. So this is not an atypical situation anyway. Let's face it. And who knows what happens in 30 days, because in 30 days they're back in court. So it means more legal wrangling. And there's investigations that are still going on. And that's what happened here. I mean, so that's the gist of it. It was 3 hours. At times it was supposedly cantankerous and some nutty things happened in the courtroom, par for the course. But the upshot is this plea deal thing might not be that easy, because of other things, because of additional charges, not having them filed. That was, I think, what the agreement was about. Max asked kind of the same thing. Max, who says, Max from everywhere. I don't know about the rest of you, but, I mean, look, Hunter Biden, the stripper thing, the drug thing, the computer thing, he's full of gaffes and BS. But the whole idea, see, it's all about the money. You're really getting it. Like, how much money is being dumped into it? So the whole idea of he didn't pay his taxes for the 2 years because he was on drugs, and here's the deal they have. I mean, give me a break. Do you think Kate, you or I would get that deal? Would we get that deal from the IRS? We'd be paying a lot of penalties. This is what it would be. We'd be paying a ton of penalties. And so I just will reiterate what I said. The judge is pushing it back. He's just pushing it back and saying, okay, come back in 30 days and let's see what the defense comes up with. Let's see what the lawyers come up with, Biden's lawyers, and let's see what the prosecutors come up with, and then we can decide from there what happens. Right? And Max says at the end, he said, I'm not a big fan of the Bidens. I will be honest about that. I'm kind of meh about the whole thing. But he is a private citizen, right? So shouldn't this just like move on? Should we just move on from this? Well, we're moving on from it for now, because it'll be back in court in 30 days or less. All right, then I got a really interesting one from Tommy, who says, Kate, I'm melting here in Oklahoma City. We listen to you. You have a lot of fans. You might even be surprised by how many. I know that you visited here. I know that you've spoken here in the past, and I'm happy about that. So you have seen this gorgeous country. But lately, it feels like we're on fire at times. However, not as bad as some other places because we have land, sister. I heard about something called heat island effect. Have you heard about heat island effect? I have, in fact, because I lived in a place that had it. There are, what happens is the heat reflects off of hard surfaces. I mentioned it before in talking about the whole asphalt thing where people are getting burned, and it intensifies the impact of whatever hot day is. So when you have a heat wave and you've got, it creates that heat island effect for places that have a lot of concrete. And so what places have a lot of concrete and not as many trees? And I lived in one of those places. It was one of the things I didn't like about Dallas. I liked so much about Texas, and I liked things about Dallas, but it was very concrete-y. So New York, Houston, L.A., Dallas, Chicago, San Antonio, San Diego, Phoenix, I mentioned the whole Phoenix thing, and Detroit, they have 1 million people enduring these temperatures that everybody's enduring, but you add another 8 to 10 degrees more because of the thing called the heat island effect. And it's that feeling that you step on the sidewalk and you can feel the difference versus when you're around trees. So in those areas, there's fewer trees, fewer yards, more sun on sidewalks, and it's going to be warmer. I have a lot of trees. I feel the difference. I love trees. I love having a lot of trees. And I love walking down the streets where there's trees. Now, hey, there's concrete in places, but it's not as much concrete in the places that I mentioned. So how about that? All right, move on to this from Frank, who says, Kate, I really was a big fan of Sinead O'Connor's because I really enjoyed her voice. Nothing compares to you, the way that she did that tune. She did Prince Proud. It had an excellent voice for that song and changed that song. I think it's very sad the things that obviously she went through as a kid, which carried on to her later years, and what it must have been like for her to try to fit in to a world that sort of made no sense. And I think her family, she's got more kids that are still alive, will probably feel her loss. But the music world and what more music that could have continued with Sinead O'Connor, I think we're all at all a great loss for that. Yeah, that's nice. So, yeah, again, just 56 years old, and we know that there had been things that she had been struggling with in the last few years. This one is from Tex. I like that name, Tex. Hey, Kate Delaney, I want you to know, because you've been talking about supporting U.S. teams, and I am not a soccer person. I'm like you. I'm about football. But I have been watching the women, and maybe it's because of my U.S. pride, I don't know, but I'm kind of into it. And I'm learning things I didn't know about offsides in soccer and some of the infuriating things, like when the goal seems so big and they can't score a goal, but they're still in this. I'm writing this to you after the Netherlands draw. So that was good that they were able to score a goal to save that. And I feel pretty confident about this team. I hope they do win the whole thing. Good for you. I mean, well, it's like I said, it was the same thing with me. I didn't grow up with soccer. I did with taking nephews to games and that kind of thing, but I didn't play soccer. I didn't watch soccer. It was the one sport that I had to learn. I had to go, especially when I was doing a lot of sports, I had to learn more about it, but it wasn't on my radar at all, other than the kids, other than, you know, going to their matches. So I understand, and I do feel that pride, and it is fun to watch it, I think probably because of that. All right, I've said it a few times now. You get it. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. That's how you can hit us up in the mailbag. And coming up, we're talking about mineral water. There's a lot of benefits to it. I like the fizzy stuff. Next.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
All right, sparkling water is one of my favorites, so it's no secret to me that it is a very big deal out there, and it's a perfect mixer. It's a favorite mixer, in fact. Sales are at $3.6 billion, or they were, in 2022. Can't imagine that that's not going to be exceeded in 2023. So I am really pleased to welcome to the show a private chef and Mi Cultura editor, Geraldine Torres, so we can talk about sparkling water and what's the deal with that. And, of course, she's going to offer us some refreshing drink recipes. I need them. This is perfect timing, and I know this audience needs it, too. Geraldine, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So what do you think the deal is with sparkling water? Why has it become so popular over the last few years?
Well, I think sparkling water gives us an alternative to boring still water and those over-sugary drinks, sodas. It is packed with health benefits, like you kind of talked a little bit about, that aid us in keeping us hydrated, allowing us to work on our digestion. I don't know if people know, but mineral water actually really helps kind of moving everything along. It's nice to have one after a meal. It's refreshing, but it also keeps us hydrated. And I think more people are actually catching wind of that and really worrying and paying attention to what they're actually consuming. And sparkling water is as natural as you can get. Add in your fruit and you have the delicious mocktail or cocktail, like you said.
Ooh, I didn't realize that about having one after dinner. That's a great suggestion, or after any other meal. And what that does is, you said, getting things moving along. So you mentioned mocktail, these new drink recipes. What do you have to share with us?
So today we're going to share with you this delicious basil pineapple sparkler. It is light, crisp, and super refreshing. And most important, it's going to keep all your guests hydrated this summer.
Ooh.
You're going to take a little bit of basil, a little bit of fresh pineapple juice, some muddled blueberries, and then a splash of lime. That is all going to pull together. You're going to sprinkle in some of that basil and a little bit of sugar. You could leave the sugar out. You could add a little bit of agave, whatever you'd like. It's to your preference. But the most important thing is, it's going to be crisp and refreshing, and everyone's going to love it at your barbecue.
Ooh, I'm going to try that this weekend. I love it. I love the ingredients in that, and it seems so easy. I mean, a couple of minutes to put this together, right?
Anyone can do it. All this stuff is readily available at the grocery store, so you can just pop in, grab some pineapple. You could do pineapple juice, or I like to use fresh pineapple, but it's completely up to you. It's very flexible. You can make it very easy, or you can, again, elevate it just a little bit more by making your pineapple juice fresh.
Yeah, I'd be remiss not to ask you this. Of course, I mentioned Mi Cultura. You are known for showcasing your Mexican-American roots. And how do you wrap that all in, your heritage, into your food and drinks?
Well, I think eating, drinking, and hosting all goes hand in hand with sharing my culture and everyone's culture, right? When we gather together as family or friends, we're introducing the foods that we're familiar with. We're introducing our drinks we're familiar with. I really take pride in searching for those Mexican-owned products that are high quality, so that I can incorporate my culture into my food in a way to honor my parents and their journey as a first-generation Mexican-American. I know how important it was for them to find their connection to their country. And so for me, it's also really important to share that and keep that going with my family, my friends, and, of course, my clients.
Yep, there you go. So where can people that are listening to us go to learn more?
So to learn more, get this recipe and others, you can always visit ninetagua.com. You can follow them on their social media platforms at ninetagua. And for me, you can always follow me at Instagram at Chef Lynn Torres.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we have a couple of minutes as we head for the exits for this first hour of the show, recapping some of what we talked about. Crazy that New York City construction crane catching fire is what happened, by the way, because that's what caused the collapse, and that the more people were not killed walking down the street because things fell all over the place, and there were definitely people that were hurt, but they survived, some of them in a more serious condition, let's put it that way. And I talked about this thing about concrete and the fact that we've got all of this, you know, triple digits heat, etc., and what is happening to people, and that the Southwest, parts of the Southwest, the South, etc., has been so hot. Of course, you can get those when weird things have happened where skin makes contact with surfaces exposed to the sun. You can get these scorching pavements, and you can get these kind of burn things. And you know what? It's what you have to remember is, like, metal things too, like doorknobs and handles and stuff. And I did this the other day. I was watering something, turned a hose on, and forgot about the metal at the top and grabbed it, and I'm lucky I don't have a mark from the hose handle right there on my very firm handshake. Like, what happened to her? It's those little things that you forget, right? That then become bigger because of the fact that that we're dealing with that, and you're getting more and more heat related contact burns, and more people with heat related, you know, problems where they're going into emergency rooms, etc. And of course, it's the same thing that you just know you got to do. It's that hydration deal and staying inside when it's really too much. You know, just being careful about that. And I say this show is about the common denominator. Like, what are we all talking about? And we're talking about that. We're talking about the weather. It's just natural to do that and how it affects you because something's been canceled or something's been shifted or something's incredibly different that normally wouldn't have happened but is happening now. So, yeah. And then the interest rates, 0.25 percentage point. And what does that mean to you in particular? Are you in the neighborhood of eventually coming up with some kind of a loan for a car or a house, and that's where you get clobbered with it many times, you know, for sure. But stocks are not being affected. I mean, the stock market has been very, as they would say, bullish and has been up and up and up and up in so many different sectors. And yes, there have been a couple of bad days here and there, but indicative of what we're seeing this year is it's mostly been up. Earnings have beaten the expectations of the analysts, and that raises the what the money is, you know, etc. So it's interesting. It's interesting to watch because so goes negative news. Usually the stock market gets thrown into that, and we'll see it slide. We'll see things slide as a result of that. Something I didn't mention at the top, but was a story that was talked about a bunch. Remember Kevin Spacey? He was in a lot of my favorite movies. He was in fact, he was in many, many, many of my favorite movies, and hasn't been acting, has really been trashed because of harassment allegations and charges, and he had like 9 of them, and was a jury, cleared him of that in the UK, and he got pretty emotional, and as everybody was following him, paparazzi down the street, and talked about that, and talked about thanking the jury, and you know, looking at the evidence and whatnot. And now there's conversations about him reappearing in some movies. And you kind of wonder, okay, you're in a SAG strike and the writers are on strike. So there's not a lot of new material that's out there. And would somebody take a chance on Spacey, who was found not guilty in this huge London sexual assault trial? And there have been other allegations that were levied against him in other courtrooms in the U.S., for example. But like I said, if you looked at his work and you think of Horrible Bosses, I thought it was hilarious, Baby Driver, I like that movie, The Usual Suspects, if you go way back, I want to say that was like mid-90s, something like that, and in television, The House of Cards, which was very, very popular. His list of credits is certainly long. But reputation-wise, you wonder if it's so damaged that when Hollywood, I'll call it, opens back up, when there is eventually a deal, would he be someone a studio would take a chance on again because of so many of those allegations that were out there? And then UFOs, who knows? As I'm speaking, there could be some UFOs flying around with non-humans in them. And will we ever really have transparency and get to find out what's in the classified documents? Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends. This is absolutely the way.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.